It is now week 23 of the Journey to Holiness. I know that it's been a fantastic journey for those of you who've begun from the beginning. And for those of you who are just joining us, you may feel free to log on to www.drdoritafields.com. Go through the J2W Lessons tab, and you can enjoy the journey along with us. We are on week 23, and this week's Anchor of Holiness says, have a heart-to-heart talk with God and admit the source of your pain. Confession acknowledges possession. This particular Anchor of Holiness that I've provided for you this week gets you to the point that I'm wanting you to begin to honestly admit that there are going to invariably be times in your life where you really just need to slow down, admit to the Lord your feelings, but most importantly, to admit to yourself that you possess those feelings. Having a heart-to-heart talk with God enables us to be able to be candid enough and to allow God to see us through the eyes of faith that we have in Him, and then actually honestly admit that He alone can provide for us power and peace. And so I turn this power through private time. It's going to encourage you to note that there is a very important element that you and I have to engage in, which is called private time with God. You see, when you spend private time with God, it allows you to be the person that you know that you are, open, and then being able to get the resilience that you need to get through life situations. Why it's important for you to understand that the pain invariably becomes a part of our Christian walk as well as our natural being. Sometimes we may go through life actually pretending that things don't exist or that there are problems that we don't have, or maybe because of our stature and our posture, maybe even because of titles and positions, we may find ourselves closing in and not being exactly truthful in letting people know exactly how we feel or even the pain that we're going through. Well, if that is frequently a situation that you find yourself in, this week's lesson is going to be very helpful to you. I know that sometimes you are very protective of yourself and your personality, and even you're protective of the way that other people see you. And this is why I'm going to encourage you this week to be able to go to the source of your resilience, to be able to get to the source of the power that comes. But most importantly, I'm encouraging you to actually spend private time with God. Well, the scripture that I'd like for you to look at where we're going to get this inspiration for this week's study is found in Philippians chapter 4, verses 5 through 7. When you look at these particular verses, it encourages us to understand the importance of having private time and true confession, as it were, with God. As a result of that, this confession brings about the possession of the things that we actually do need to be successful. I like the version of the contemporary English version when reading this particular passage, as well as the one from the Message. Well, let's look at the Message version. It says, don't fret or worry. Instead of worrying, pray. Let petitions and praises shape your worries into prayers, letting God know your concern. Before you know it, a sense of God's wholeness, everything coming together for good, will come and settle you down. It's wonderful what happens when Christ replaces worry at the center of our life. Again, that is the Message version of Philippians chapter 4, verses 5 through 7. Well, this week, think about how you can actually carve out a time that you're going to spend time being honest with the Lord. Why, there's a magazine several years ago that was entitled True Confession, and it was a book about, or magazine focusing on, people being very honest about the things that they harbored or felt in the inside. As a result of then confessing those things that were inside, the persons involved in the script were much more resilient, much more happy, and then freer to become whole. And so it is in your walk with Christ. When you spend private time with God, honestly having a heart-to-heart talk, admitting the source of your pain, then you're going to be better off. Why, you may say, well, I don't have a whole lot of pain, maybe just concerns or maybe just challenges. Well, then you can convert that in your particular passage for this week's Anchor of Holiness. Have a heart-to-heart talk with God. The things that you're going through, maybe questions that you may have or even situations that you're facing, and maybe even questions that you have about your own feeling, about your own reaction, and your own purpose, put that in the presence of God, and then you'll be fine. When you begin to admit the source, it's going to be very important to know that that's when your healing begins. You can become healed and whole when you actually come to grips with the true you. You come to grips with what it is that you know is in the inside. Well, I know you can't always share that with other people, and you may not be able to share it openly with those persons whom you're guarding your relationship with, but I can assure you that you can always share it honestly, candidly, and openly with God. And so as you get through this week, plan to find a time for private time with God, because your private time is indeed going to bring you so much power, so much resilience, and then as a way of life, you're going to literally become addicted to that time where you spend alone with God. Because the reality is that when we pray about everything, we're being very focused on the fact that we belong to God and that He is the source of our strength, He's the source of peace, and He is the source of victory. And so before you know it, once you begin to spend time, God is going to work it all out for your good. Your sense of holiness is just a matter of spending private time. You're going to have much power through private time. So study this passage this week, Philippians chapter 4, verses 5 through 7, and glean from it what you will need to be able to do as you have a heart-to-heart talk with Jesus. In fact, I'm reminded of the words of a song that said, just have a little talk with Jesus. Tell Him all about your trouble. He will hear your cry and hear answer by and by. That is certainly of the truth, and I challenge you this week to spend time with the Lord and know that your victory is just around the corner. And so, until next week, invite a friend to come along on the journey to personal holiness through God's holiness. Just log on to www.drteresafields.com. In addition, feel free to give me a call or maybe even email me so that I can find out how this message and this journey has been helpful to you. Send your email to djfields1@go.com. That is djfields1@go.com. Until next week, be blessed, be whole, and be free. Your victory awaits you just in the closet of your private time with the Lord. Take care and be blessed.